it always helps if you turn your mic up before you start to talk there, Rob. How long have you been doing this? 31 years and you forget to turn up the microphone? Are you kidding me? Oh, dear. What's up, everybody? How are you? And a special hello and how are you to all the high school kids who have gotten back, and I can call you kids, I'm old enough to. I had two of my own go through school who are now back in it. It's the 2016-17 school year, and it is underway. And I hope it was a good first day. I heard of, a few hiccups at one school or another or whatnot. And that's to be expected. Transportation issues, keeping things on time, yada, yada, yada. But, you got in, you got taken care of, you may have cracked the syllabus, and you got home. And then we had some good action Tuesday night and back at it on Wednesday. And I kind of myself personally, I like it now that with high school sports going, we've got high school going with it. It seems to create a better rhythm and a flow. That first couple of weeks of fall sports, of course, golf starts even earlier, but that first couple of weeks where we've got field hockey and volleyball and then football and no school, there just seems to be a lack of rhythm there. And it also, frankly, hurts the gates. Crowds are bigger when everybody's home from vacation, nobody's traveling anymore, and everybody's back in their routine. So glad we're back in the routine. Our routine in the fall is twice weekly, the RVA Sports Network's exclusive podcast, Central Region Now, the only podcast in Richmond that every week talks about all of high school sports and sports outside of high school. Keeps you posted every Friday night with a late night post Week X edition of the podcast where we give you the final word on what happened on that Friday night. And then midweek in the fall, we get with you. We talk about the latest NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. We look at other fall sports. We look ahead and talk about other news that is going on. So let's get right to it. This week coming up, week three of football is going to be really interesting. Number one, as we record this on Wednesday night, so far we've had two football games move from their regular scheduled time due to expected heat and humidity on Friday. The latest forecasts are saying 95 with heat indices of 105 plus, and there is a benchmark in the area for the schools. And if the heat index is at a certain level, and last Wednesday when we were out at L.C. Byrd covering their field hockey match with Prince George, they would not let that game begin until they checked their portable thermometer, which had the heat index included. And if they get the okay from that machinery, then they play. If that says, no, it's too hot, it's too humid, we're over the blank amount, whatever that amount is or that temperature reading is, we would have had to have either waited or rescheduled. So with it possibly being as high as 95 and a heat index of 105 plus Friday, we may see another round of games moving back to 8 p.m. That's what Dinwiddie and Caroline have done. They will start now at 8 p.m. down in Dinwiddie. And for Benedictine and St. Christopher's, they have moved days. Instead of playing Friday afternoon at 4:30, the game will now be Saturday night at 7:30, and it will be at Goochland High School. Now, yes, temperatures are supposed to be low to mid-90s again Saturday. Saturday forecasted to be the last bad day of this heat wave. But by 7:30, hopefully, everything will be below the threshold. Plus, private schools have a little different leeway in terms of their decision-making processes. I'm sure they're just as good and just as important and just as critical and just as protective of the student-athletes. I'm just saying they're not part of the VHSL. That's it. So, Benedictine St. Chris, Saturday night, 7:30, the game at Goochland High School. So, please make note of that. So, we're not going to talk about times of games because by the time we get to Friday night, kickoffs may have changed. But we will give you the lineup right now. Going through first our NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll released Monday night on 12 News at 6. Holding steady at number one, Highland Springs. At 2-0, they get the job done with Hermitage. They get the job done against Norview at home. And neither win was, a romp. Neither win was a blow away. And talking with Mark Davis for our On the Sidelines pregame show, which will be heard Friday night on the Game of the Week. Talked with Mark this afternoon, and I'm like, you know, any worry in Springer Nation? And he's like, no, I believe it's just workmanlike business right now. They go, they focus on the task at hand, they get the job done. Doesn't really matter what the final score says, so long as it says the Springers got more points than the opponents, and they move on. This is a team now and a program now that has gone and made it to the apex of their sport, so they know what it takes, and it's kind of like a racehorse who may be in fifth, sixth, seventh, or even last early in the Kentucky Derby, but knows exactly how long the Churchill Downs track is and knows when he has to turn it on to start catching the other horses and then run his strongest down the stretch to overcome and win. And so there could be a little bit of that there. They're just kind of getting things rocking and rolling. And as time comes, they will continue to gel and mold. And they continue to stay number one on our survey, no doubt about that. They go to Meadowbrook this week. Meadowbrook finishes their 3 weeks of craziness to start the season with falling to LC Bird at home first. They lost to Hermitage on the road last week, and now they host number one Highland Springs. And even with that, Meadowbrook, just like last year, they started 0-3, but they ended up in the postseason. So even if they lose this week and Highland Springs moves to 3-0, it's no guarantee that the Monarchs won't make the playoffs. Now, Meadowbrook's happy to see Matoaka at 0-2 and Mills Godwin at 0-1, and will be interested in those teams and the games that they play this week, which we'll talk about shortly. Number two, LC Bird. What can you say about that defense? Rayshard Ashby. I got to tell you, could be the best high school football player in the Central Region, could be among the talk for best one in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I would even dare say most important to his team. Now, there's some others you can put in that category. Immediately, I think of Juwan Carter at Highland Springs, and there will be others as well. Clayton Cheatham at Hanover is extremely important to his team, but that Ashby is the fulcrum of that defense. It doesn't mean he does everything. It means he leads it, and its world revolves around what he does, what he is able to do from his position there at linebacker. He's obviously got major help and fantastic players all around him, but it twirls around him. He gets it started. He gets the confusion underway, and in the midst of what the opponent thinks is confusion, it looks just like a beautiful tapestry being painted if you're looking through it through Rayshard's eyes. He's a joy to watch play football. There's no doubt about that. And I got to tell you, right now, I might rank him as my number one player in the Central Region. Maybe think about it a while, and maybe I'll do that. We normally don't do rankings of players and things like that. Where we focus our coverage more on teams. Obviously, we have coverage of individual players with individual performances and things like that. But we also know that, you know, there are other, you know, like football, for example, there are 33 guys, give or take several, who play both ways and maybe even on special teams that have constant impact on a game. And so it doesn't all come down to one person. But sometimes you see somebody who's pretty special. Megan Walker in girls basketball is a good example. By the same token, she's got a teammate who I frankly think can become an incredible college basketball player, and that is Jaden Morris. I think the sky's the limit for Jaden. And so while everybody's focusing on and waiting on Megan's decision as to where she's going to go to college, and she should be announcing it before her senior year of basketball begins, I am just as much, if not more, fascinated with what Jaden is doing. But we're not going to throw everything we see on Twitter, on our Twitter feed at Chesterfield Sports. Because sometimes I think we need, as a media, to step back and let these kids breathe. Let them enjoy this particular time in their life, a time that's going to be very quick, very fleeting. It's going to be gone before they know it. And then, you know, it'll be 20 years later, and they'll be talking to their kids about it. And if we do too much with it, it may put them in a situation to where they try to live in the past way down the road. And I don't ever want that to happen, because there should be exciting chapters in your life everywhere you go, from the moment you're born all the way to the final breath. So, you know, will we tell you about, you know, things that are going on that are pertinent? Absolutely. Will we tell you every move? No, we're not going to do that, because we like focusing on all of the athletes that we possibly can, all of the teams and all of the sports that we possibly can. Went on that tangent, but Rayshard Ashby, I got to tell you, and I saw a couple of guys for Dinwiddie on Friday night who might be into that conversation as well. Oh, my goodness, Dinwiddie. What a performance. Speaking of them, LC Bird, number two at Midlothian this week. Prohibited favorites. Number three, Dinwiddie hosts Caroline. That game has already been moved to an 8 p.m. start on Friday, and God bless Caroline. That's what I said on our Game of the Week broadcast when we were reviewing Dinwiddie's schedule. It's just, I don't know what to say. It's almost like, you know, TJ Hermitage before that series finally got canceled a couple of years ago. I mean, there's really no reason for Caroline and Dinwiddie to play because of where the level of Dinwiddie is at right now and where the level of Caroline is at right now. And that's not a diss to Caroline. But, you know, if they go down and they lose 65-0, what can you gain from that? What can you watch on film and really know and be able to you know, find nuances and whatnot? I'm sure coaches can find something here and something there. But, you know, if they go down there and they get waxed, I sincerely hope they can find a whole lot of positives, and more so Caroline comes in and out unscathed in the injury category. So Dinwiddie, Caroline at Dinwiddie Friday at 8 p.m. Number four, Hermitage is idle this week. So is number 10, Douglas Freeman. Number five, Henrico will be home to Deep Run, and they will be prohibitively favored in that game. Good performance, especially second half defensively by the Warriors at home with that 31-point win over Mills Godwin. I thought Godwin would give the Warriors a bit of harder time with their offense, and that just tells me that Henrico hasn't missed a beat on defense. Because Wesley Duggar and company are not a bad running crew. Going to be interested to see how they bounce back this week, and we'll talk about their game in a couple of moments. So Henrico gets Deep Run and has a chance at home to go 2-0 on the young season. Number six, Manchester hosting Huguenot after an idle week, Labor Day weekend. Of course, they won their opener in a game heard here on RVA Sports Network 2 weeks ago over Metoica. They get this win, they'll be 2-0 when they take on LC Bird next Friday night. And that would be a battle of two top six teams right now, if everything stays the same, in our poll when it comes out after this Friday night's coverage. Let's see. Number seven in the poll, the Hopewell Blue Devils. I circled three games, and we talked about this on our post-Friday night podcast in our last edition of Central Region Now. I saw three games on the calendar this week that I thought were very interesting, very intriguing. Just matchups for different reasons, and this is one of them. Number seven, Hopewell, is going to go to Powhatan. Powhatan defeated Midlothian 33-13 in their opener, so they're 1-0. They go home now. They bring in number seven, Hopewell, who frankly is a state contender at the 3A level. Here's Powhatan trying to come back in 4A. Postseason 2 years ago, rougher season last year. Good test for a good barometer for Powhatan. Pretty good test for Hopewell, too. In fact, Hopewell's got back-to-back road tests, which I think will be pretty good for them before they hit the Central Region. As they go to Powhatan this Friday, they go to Hanover next Friday. And then another one of the intriguing games is Verina at number eight, Thomas Dale. Now, Thomas Dale loses in the Battle of Chester. They're going to go back home. And they welcome in a Verina team who went down I-64 and beat IC Norcom by 35 points. Great start. They had a pretty good win over Norcom last year to start the season, but it didn't give them much of a spark, and they struggled and they missed the postseason. This is a big game for Verina. If they want to announce to the other teams in 5A South, hey, guess what? We're back. And we're going to make a statement, and one of you are going to lose your playoff position because we're coming for it. We're tired of being 4-6. This will be a good night to do it. On the road, at a Knights team that has showed that it can score, putting up 36 on Cosby, also has shown that it can be shut out, 0 against LC Bird. The defense of Thomas Dale, to me, will be the key in this game. If Verina can't get on track offensively, I think the Knights score enough at home to win. But if the Knights' defense struggles against Verina and their offense still developing, it could be a night for the visitors. But the winner of this game, I think, is going to get a lot of shine off of this game. I really do. So Verina at number eight, Thomas Dale, going to keep an eye on that one big time. As the evening goes on. Number 9, Lee Davis, goes to Prince George, who got a win at home over Clover Hill last week. So both teams are 1-0 in 5A South. Our Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN on Twitter will be there. Doo-doo-doo. Thanks, computer, for interrupting our podcast. As I mentioned, Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN will be there on Twitter with live tweet coverage from Prince George County. We are making the trip down I-295. We'll have updates on the RVA Sportsnet and, of course, on Hanover Sports all evening long. Number 10, Douglas Freeman Idle, as we mentioned earlier. And then the last two teams in our poll meet each other. Number 12, Cosby, coming back in the poll after being down a week. They get their win over Metoica, bounce into the poll. Hanover goes out of the poll, and Monacan moves up 1-11. It's going to be number 12, Cosby, at number 11, Monacan. It'll be the NBC 12 Game of the Week matchup. Matt Estridge will be at Monacan all afternoon and evening, pregame, at the game, postgame, and reporting live on the sidelines for NBC 12 at 11:15 on Friday night. Monacan trying to go to 3-0. Cosby trying to move to 2-1. And both teams obviously jockeying for their own individual postseason positions. Monacan in 4A East, Cosby in 6A South. Got to wonder, maybe Joe Hunt will run with a little bit more freedom now that he's made his decision to go to JMU, and that decision-making process is now behind him, and he can just concentrate on really taking the most out of his senior season, if that might make him just a little bit tougher to tackle. It'll be fun to watch. That should be a very, very good game. Another game we're really keeping an eye on, and then we'll talk about our game of the week in a moment, and that is Atlee at Mills Godwin. Now, we will also have a reporter at that game on Friday night at Axel Stadium. It'll be Godwin at 0-1 in their home opener against Atlee, 1-0, getting the first win for new coach Matt Gray at Deep Run a week ago Thursday night. Atlee's going to get a tougher test defensively. Atlee's defense is going to get a tougher test, especially front seven with Wesley Duggar and company and their running attack. But Godwin can also throw the football, too. This will be a very good game and a good test for a young Atlee squad to see where they really stand before they go back home for their home opener next week, where they will host, right now, number 10, Douglas Freeman. That's our game of the week next week. Let's now talk about our game of the week for this week. Our game of the week, we return to Jaguar Nation. First time in a couple of years that we've been at Glen Allen for Friday Night Football. Brand new head coach Salvatore Camp and his Jaguars. He will debut at home. His first game as head coach on his home turf. They come off a big loss to Monacan last week in their opener. Now they'll see if they can get a win for Coach Camp. But coming in, the Patriots of Patrick Henry, sky high off their 30-point home opening win over Caroline. And even though they won't have Hunter Hart available on Friday night, Patriots have other weapons as well. We saw several of them last week against Caroline, Josh Guerrero being prime among them. So the Patriots can be fast, they can be athletic, and they can pose a problem for Glen Allen. But Glen Allen has got horses. Alex Faneuil, obviously, at quarterback, looking to have something to prove, get the Jaguars in the win column. So I think it could be a very, very good game. Looking forward to it. Patrick Henry, Glen Allen will start on Friday at 6:30. On the pregame show, it'll be the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. You can hear us on the radio at 102.9 FM and 1430 AM, WHAN. On the internet, we're on the RVA Sports Network at rvasportsnetwork.com and are also a link available at the top of the page on all of our websites, including HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. And new this year, you can listen to the Game of the Week on the TuneIn Radio app. If you don't have it, go to Google Play or go to the Apple Store. Search TuneIn under Apps, T-U-N-E-I-N. It'll pop up automatically. Press it, install it, and once you do, open it and search local radio stations. Click on that. You'll see them come up here in the Richmond area. You go to 102.9. It'll be labeled as WTJU. Now, the radio station officially is called WHAN, but they have leased their signal for almost all the time to the University of Virginia's radio station in Charlottesville, and they rebroadcast what they do in Charlottesville here in the Richmond area over 102.9. But we, of course, when we're on Friday nights in the fall, we refer to it as the station's actual name, which is WHAN. So don't be confused by that. Just under local stations, click 102.9, and you'll have us. If you're outside of the Richmond area, you want to listen in through TuneIn, then do it a little bit differently. In the search engine, type in Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L, Radial. That is WHAN's online music channel, and we also broadcast the game of the week on that channel on TuneIn every Friday night. Patrick Henry, Glenn Allen will start at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis. Of course, through the night, we'll keep posted on everything going on in the world of high school sports with the EVB halftime report and with the RCI Builders postgame show. So hope you'll join us this week for the Jags and the Patriots, two young teams looking to be on the rise. A couple of other games of note this Friday night. Kettle Run comes to Petersburg. Petersburg could get to a nice 2-0 start if they could get a win at home. And Colonial Heights has Parkview South Hill coming in. They'd like to get their first win of the season. 0-2 Metowica goes to 0-1 Clover Hill. The Cavs gave Prince George all they could handle and fell by 4 points in what was told to me to be a very exciting contest. Could they hold serve at home and knock off Metowica? That would be, you know, if Meadowbrook lost to Highland Springs and if, you know, they find out that Metowica went to 0-3, they would be very happy to hear that. You know, on the other hand, teams there in the bottom of 5A South trying to grab one of those last 2-3 positions in the playoffs are going to look at Verina Thomas Dale, see if Verina's coming back for real, see what Mills Godwin does against Atlee, things of that sort. See what if Glenn Allen can get a win over Patrick Henry and get something going. So, long way to go, and every game matters. No doubt about that. So, Big 12 poll available at rvasportsnetwork.com. We'll have the Friday night football schedule up for you there for that as well by Friday morning. And as we get any updated time changes, if games get pushed back to later in the evening due to the weather, obviously we'll keep you posted on that too. Across our Twitter network, how does that work, you ask? It's very simple. If you live in Hanover County, you can follow all the Hanover teams, including Randolph-Macon College, on Hanover Sports. If you live in Henrico County, we cover all the Henrico County teams on Henrico Sports. If you live in Chesterfield County, we cover all the Chesterfield teams as well as Virginia State University on Chesterfield Sports. And if you want to know what's happening across the area, across the Metro Richmond area, the Central Region, very simple. Go to our main network feed on Twitter, the RVA Sportsnet. That's the RVA Sportsnet. We keep you posted on high school, college, VCU, U of R, Union, State, Macon, Richard Bland, you name it, we do it, and pro coverage too. Kickers and squirrels, we've got NASCAR coming in this weekend. We'll have coverage of that for you too. Well, Redskins, training camp, whatever it's going on in the RVA, we keep you posted right here. Hey, speaking of which, before we wrap things up here on this edition of the podcast, field hockey, volleyball, your first polls of the year are coming out on Sunday night. Our Super 6 polls in field hockey and boys and girls volleyball will debut Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Twitter across our Twitter network. So make sure you're with us on one or multiple of our Twitter feeds, wherever you choose to follow. That's what we like about our network. We give you the flexibility to follow the places and the teams you want to know about without having to go through all the teams that you don't care about. So follow us on Twitter, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Top 6 teams in the area, boys volleyball. Top 6 teams, girls. Top 6 teams, field hockey. And again, first Super 6 polls will be Sunday night, 8 p.m. Now here as we tape on Wednesday night, several games. Some field hockey got played. Some field hockey got postponed, suspended in action. Some got enough in to where they'll call it a final. Some JV football got suspended. Some JV football may have gotten played as that storm system moved in from the north, and we'll see what ends up being changed or restarted or pick up where they left off. And as we get that information, we'll parcel it and get it on Twitter and get it to you and get all the information that you need to know. And don't forget, if you're at a game, and we're not just talking football on Friday night, You're at field hockey. You're at volleyball. You're at a cross-country meet. You're at basketball this winter. You're at baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, tennis this spring. And you want to keep us updated on what's going on at that game? We'd love for you to report for us. All you have to do is send us an update, you know, with the score, how much time is left, and what quarter it is, if all of that's applicable. And then at the end of the tweet, just put the Twitter handle that you're sending the message to, be it at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, or at the RVA Sportsnet. And when people do that, we immediately, as soon as we get them and know that we have them, we retweet them. We send them on so that Richmond's largest Twitter network covering high school sports can be in the know. So we'd love for you to be part of the network. You make up the network. It's the grassroots efforts of so many people over the last several years, hundreds of them, who have helped us keep everybody in the know. We'd love for you to join us. Let us know what happened in your game. Let us know what happened in the game you attended that night. Just send a tweet out and put us, one of our Twitter feeds, handles at the end of it. You're good to go. And we always appreciate you taking an active role in the RVA Sports Network. Got to send a couple of shout-outs before we head out here today. Mills Godwin Boys and Girls Volleyball, Douglas Freeman Boys and Girls Volleyball. Oh, my. Two 5-set thrillers, and the road team got the win in both. Freeman Boys on our game of the week Tuesday night come back, beat Godwin after being down 0-2, and the Godwin girls on the road at Freeman, they get the 5-set win. Have a feeling those teams may see each other again. Well, I know they will once in the regular season, but I'm thinking more along the lines of Conference 11 play. Congratulations to Patrick Henry Field Hockey. Great win tonight over Highland Springs. Patrick Henry is a team on the rise in field hockey. They're getting to that next level. You got to get to that level before you can then jump to the top level and really start pushing the pressure on the deep runs and the Prince Georges of the world. Deep run, Glen Allen. I literally pulled into Glen Allen High School. There was 4:10 left in the first half. Deep run led Glen Allen 4-1 with 2:12 to go in the half. The refs blew the whistle. They turned off the scoreboard. The teams ran to the sidelines, got their backpacks, and took off. So obviously they had heard thunder or seen lightning, and that game was suspended, and we do not know if it will be made good, when it would be made good. If so, it will be a full game. They'll pick up where they left off. All of that remains to be seen. So therefore, a shout-out to all the ADs and all the officials who have the non-thanking job, I should say. There's not going to be a whole lot of thank yous in this job. They're the ones who have to pull the trigger and make the decisions in order to keep all of our student athletes, the fans, the officials, the coaches safe. And always, 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 better safe than sorry, better safe than sorry. So if you get upset because your child's game got suspended, it's going to ruin your next night or whatnot, just remember it was done to make sure that your child was safe. And that's the most important thing of all. All right, fans, looking ahead here on RVASN. Thursday night, we will be at Patrick Henry to check out girls volleyball action. Friday night, game of the week, Patrick Henry at Glen Allen Football on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, live on the TuneIn radio app and at RVASportsNetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, and HenricoCountySports.net at 6:30. Saturday, I'm going to get to do some fill-in duty at Randolph-Macon College. Robert Fish is unable to be at their home opener against Averett, so I'm going to step into the booth with the legendary Marty Wilson. And Marty and I will have the call as the 1-0 Yellow Jackets take on the 1-0 Averett Cougars. We go on the air at 5:45 at rmcathletics.com and kick off at 6 p.m. Averett beat Hamden Cindy for the first time ever last Saturday. This is going to be a tough test for a Macon team coming off that 51-0 win at Dickinson College to start the year. Trey Frederick's 177-yard performance rushing, giving him ODAC Offensive Player of the Week honors. And then next week, we've got doubleheader volleyball action on back-to-back nights live on RVASN on our YouTube channel. Monday night, we'll be at Midlothian for a rematch of last year's 4A State Boys Championship, where Colonial Heights knocked off the defending champion Trojans. Well, the Colonials come to Midlothian. The game starts at 6, and we're going to hit the air just before 6 o'clock on Monday evening at Midlothian High School on our YouTube channel, and we are hoping to have special guest commentator with us. Douglas Freeman, head boys volleyball coach David Calvert, is scheduled to join us and do a little cameo appearance, little play-by-play, little analysis. It'll be nice to have him with us on the broadcast. Then on Tuesday night, we head to Deep Run for two of the better teams in girls volleyball in the area. The Mills Godwin Eagles coming to Deep Run to take on the Wildcats. It's always great when it's Eagles-Wildcats rivalry night. These two could be ranked in our Super 6 poll come Sunday night. And that game at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, again live on our RVA Sports Network YouTube channel. Of course, broadcast schedule always available online at all of our websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com. Just look at the right-hand side of the page. All right, my friends, we will talk to you next time for Friday Night Football on the Game of the Week, and our next podcast will be late Friday night after Week 3 is complete. Well, mostly, a couple of games on Saturday. We'll give you the final word on Friday Night Football with a new Central Region Now podcast. It'll drop just after midnight on Friday. Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. It's intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other usage without the express written consent of HCS Media, LLC, is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for being with us. Enjoy keeping us company. We enjoy bringing you all the action and the information that you want and need. Let us know what you want to hear more of on the podcast. Send us a DM on Twitter. Send us a message on Twitter. We would love to get your feedback on Central Region Now. We're back with another edition late Friday night. We'll talk to you again Friday at 6:30 from Glen Allen for the Game of the Week.